It is 10 minutes past 1 o'clock. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart in studio. And if you have a problem with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Doug, good to see you. Thanks for joining us in studio today.
Absolutely wonderful to be here. Steve, I got a story to share with you.
All right, let's get into it.
I got a call this week from a gentleman that as soon as he started talking, I said, you know, it sounds like a scam call. No, he says they're legitimate. They took control of my computer. And I said, okay, stop. What kind of computer are we talking about? Well, I got a Mac. I said, really, how old? He said, 2 years old. And I said, and what are they telling you? He said, they're telling me that my AOL email is sending out all kinds of emails that are illegitimate and they're getting complaints. And I said, and did you call AOL? He said, I did, and they don't see anything. And I said, did you call Apple? Because I'm pretty sure you still have AppleCare. I did, and they were great, and they can't find anything either. But the guy called me back and said, it doesn't have anything to do with Apple or AOL. It's happening within equipment in between you and AOL. And I went, what? What? So he handed over $600 to this company for a download, and you'll love this, a trial version of Sophos antivirus. And that's all they did. Now, after he thought about this a while, apparently he's heard the show a couple of times, he gives me a call, and I said, no. Cancel that. You need nothing. Connected to his computer. It was perfect. But stop and consider the creativity in this. Your email account somehow is being changed in routers and servers in between your computer and someplace else in the world. I that takes some serious creative thought to try to get into somebody's pocket, does it not?
Man, that is
nasty, nasty, nasty.
Yeah, for sure. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. The very latest on Highway 100, it looks as though that it's actually closed in both directions from actually further north from near Highway 7. Through the area of Excelsior Boulevard, down through 50th, and all the way to the crosstown at 62. So be aware of that. Actually, Highway 100, for the moment, due to police activity, closed between near Highway 7 on the north to 62 on the south end for police activity, and we will continue to monitor that with the help of MnDOT on this Saturday afternoon at 1:14. Let's start on the text line at 81807. That is 81807. Doug, if I go out and buy an external hard drive, what they're looking for in the text line, do these always have password protection? Or when you dump something on an external hard drive, can you password protect that?
Yeah, normally they don't. Most of the external hard drives, when you plug them in, will fire up their own little backup procedure, and I generally don't recommend that you use that. Now, if you're looking for something that is secure, I would still recommend that we open up two Windows Explorer windows, one for the source, one for the target, which would be the external drive, do a normal copy, and then go online and locate a folder or a directory encryptor. That way you're not really encrypting your data. You're locking up the folder that it's in. This has been highly, highly effective. But here again, if it's sensitive equipment or if it's sensitive data, I just love Google Drive. If you've got a Google account, send it up to the clouds. Nothing more safer than that. But great text, and thank you so much.
All right, by the way, it is Tech Talk underway on a Saturday. Phone lines are open. This is a good time to call the program. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. We have more from our text line here on CCO. Of course, Doug in studio for the entire hour today. I have a gaming PC with a solid state drive, and I want your opinion if I should stay with Windows 10 or go back to Windows 7 due to problems I'm having with 10.
Yeah, I'm a big believer for gamers that they should be running Windows 7 Professional if possible. And I would also recommend that you check to see your games if they're capable of connecting to Linux. And if it's an online game, Linux all the way. With any version of Linux, you can download and install Steam, which is a real, real popular transport for many, many games. But Linux would be my first choice. If it's a Windows-compliant game, then, yeah, Windows 7 Pro 64-bit is absolutely your way to go.
Is that a gigantic deal to switch back?
Yeah, to do it right, it's pretty good-sized. You want to take and format your drive and reinstall Windows 7 Pro from the ground up. And as soon as you do that, even before you connect to the internet, get into that baby and strip it back down. Make it just as clean and small as possible. A good, adequate antivirus will be required. Malwarebytes would be my first choice, something that doesn't take very many resources, runs in the background. I would actually shut off all Windows updates unless there are certain updates required for each game. This would be a real, real let's get prepared for the configuration before you move forward type of thing. But yeah, I say Windows 7 Pro all the way.
And one thing I want to follow up with, CCleaner. Someone's having trouble with CCleaner. Speaking of Windows 10, and let's get into that specific question. I keep getting a message on Windows 10 that flashes on too briefly to read, but it starts, CCleaner won't work with, and then it goes away.
Yeah, this is AVG bought out Piriform, the original company that created Revo One Installer, Recuva, and, of course, CCleaner. And they've made some drastic changes. I am reading literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of complaints about the changes that AVG has made in CCleaner in an attempt to sell CCleaner. Now, one good thing that they did do is they lowered the price so you can now buy it, the professional version of CCleaner, for $15. I must say it is worth that all day long. But I got to tell you, people are really, really upset with this jarring change that was actually caused when AVG bought it out. You can still get a free version, and then it will actually run. But you're going to see a little nag screen every time it pops on, your computer turns on, special offer, $14, upgrade now. And to get rid of that nag screen, you would need to actually install extra software. The only thing I found that's preventing it is called Uchecky, and you can get that at Major Geeks. But it's a big hassle to save $15. It really is, but yeah, I would say if you like CCleaner, just buy it and just be done.
So is that $15 a year?
It looks like it's going to be an annual fee, yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, I think CCleaner, on the Windows machines that I've got at home, there's no question in my mind, CCleaner is saving me $15 a week just in my labor. So you got to put a dollar value on your frustration, and $15. What do you get for 50? If we go down to Caribou today, Steve, and I buy you a coffee, we're going to spend $15.
Couple of cups of Joe, maybe a croissant that we split.
Absolutely. We'll be there. It don't take long to drop $15 today.
All right, phone number is 651-989-9226. Great time to call the program if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, or software. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. It is 124 Tech Talk underway on a Saturday. Steve Thompson, Doug Swinhart here. A good time to call the program is now at 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's get Rick in Egan on the air. Rick, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. What's up?
Well, I got a pop-up that keeps coming up on the screen. It's about 3.5 by 4 inches down in the right-hand corner. Can't seem to get rid of it. It wants us to click onto some kind of advertising. The one right now says Trump gives each U.S. resident $817. To find out more, click here.
Yeah, don't click it.
Right.
Shut your machine down and give me a call a little bit later today. If I'm not busy, I'll grab it. Or you can send me an email with your phone number, and I'll get a hold of you Monday, and we'll connect up remotely and find out what's going on. In the meantime, you can also open up a web browser, even if that thing's on your desktop, and go to google.com, and in the search box, type in ADW Cleaner, no spaces, ADW Cleaner, space bar, and then type in Major Geeks, M-A-J-O-R, G-E-E-K-S, and press enter. The first or the second result, search result, probably the first, will take you right straight to where you can download ADW Cleaner at Major Geeks. Download it, and it's a portable program that will not require installation, and it will scan your computer, probably find this and fix it. If it doesn't, get a hold of me, and we'll take care of it. Do not respond to that nonsense. And thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, this is really a big one. You know, you got to be wary of pop-ups. You've got to be wary of emails. We got a warning at my other job during the week from our network guy, and he said, yep, something's popped in. Don't click on this. Don't open the attachment associated with it. That sort of stuff still floats around. If you're not sure about an email or an attachment, if it looks fishy, don't go there.
Oh, yeah. When in doubt, don't.
Yeah.
Do some research. And by the way, when this stuff goes on, I really believe that this ADW Cleaner, which was created by Malwarebytes, may be our best defense. Because you don't shut down your computer, you download it, and it goes right, and you can save it to your desktop because it's only going to be there a short time. And you just open it up, let it update itself in RAM, and it will scan, it will tell you when it's done, give you a button to repair and restart, and after it restarts, it'll give you a text open showing you what it found and how it cleaned it. It's a tremendous, tremendous free product, tremendous product. And that's probably the best tool we got to get rid of this nonsense with as little turmoil as possible.
All right. Just be wary.
And oh, yeah.
Those pop up from time to time. And you get lulled into a false sense of security. And then that warning came up from the network guy and said, be aware of this. You know, and they're very, very good. They may use a big bank. They may, you know, there's a lot of ways that they can suck you into an email and particularly an attachment that can hurt your computer.
Oh, absolutely. Emails will come in and say, we've got your refund. That's people go, oh, click on that. What are you going to send me? Or your bill is ready and you only owe $7,900. And people go, well, I don't owe you any money. I got to look at it. And as soon as you open that email, use caution. Just use caution. You may actually want to take that email, send it to your Gmail account so you can open it within Google Chrome or Firefox. That actually is going to give you a layer of protection above the operating system. So, yeah, there are ways around this. But like Steve says, we have to be a little bit paranoid today. We must watch what we're opening. Thank you so much.
Phone line 651-989-9226. Or text 81807, that is 81807, here at CCO. And it's good for all our programs, from Dave Lee in the Morning News, Corey Heppala, Chad Hartman, Paul and Jordana, Mike Max, Henry Lake. All our programs use those numbers. Marilyn and Blaine, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Marilyn, do we got you?
Hello.
Marilyn, are you there? All right, let's put Marilyn on hold. She wanted to know about where do you recycle computer equipment.
Oh.
Tech Dump is easy, techdump.org. There's a spot in St. Paul. There's a spot in Golden Valley, right along 55. take a look at them. They're a nonprofit. They do great work in our community. Some stuff you may need to pay a small fee.
Correct.
But most of your computer equipment they will take, and they will certify that they'll get rid of the info on the hard drive.
Yeah, it really is the best value in the Twin Cities, in my opinion. Now, from time to time, Dakota County, Hennepin County, Washington, Carver, all of them, they Ramsey, will have yep. the little recycle drives, and that's a good thing. But even them, even those for the county, you may take a great big television set in there, and well, we got to charge for that. Tech Dump's fees for what they don't take in for free actually are really, really low price. So I think it's the best value in the Twin Cities. Everybody should be checking them out when they want to get rid of equipment. Thank you again for the call or text.
It is 1:30. We'll have the weather in a moment. More Tech Talk on the way. Doug in studio here on a lovely Saturday at CCO. It is 1:35 on a Saturday, a lovely day, 49 now. We could touch 60 in some areas. Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart in studio, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. It is, once again, 49 degrees. Let's go to the phones here on Tech Talk, and let's bring on Susan. Susan, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a question here. I'm getting quite a few when I go to a website I'm using off frequently. Before the website comes totally on, I get a pop-up that how to speed up your email, press here, blah, blah, blah. And then one time frequently within the past couple of days, I got this alarming loud voice that said, do not go to any of your sites and buy anything because it will blah, blah, blah. And so I'm wondering if there's a setting I can rework that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to one more time recommend ADW Cleaner. And your timing is perfect because somebody wanted us to repeat this. And it's A as in apple, D as in dog, W as in winter, and the word cleaner. And just put that into a Google search box and then hit your space bar and type in Major Geeks, MajorGeeks. And Major Geeks is a file depository. You have picked up some kind of extension in your browser or something that's running in the background, and ADW Cleaner will clean this for you. Let me also say, this might be a good opportunity, as long as you're doing some configuration, to locate, download, and install the Brave browser, Brave.com, and just download it and get to know that baby. This is a tremendous piece of work. Play with it a little bit and get to know it. Once you get it installed, there's a little icon in the top bar that looks like an orange lion head. And when you click on that after you enter a site, it shows you how many ads and trackers and nonsense it has stopped in the background without even slowing down your web experience.
Wow.
It's a tremendous browser. And if you're getting this kind of activity on your computer, I would highly, highly recommend that you get that browser and play with it. And thank you so much, Sue, for the call.
All right, ADW Cleaner again real quick. How do you find it?
Yeah, everybody should know about this. ADW Cleaner, and then I generally just open up a Google search box and type in ADW Cleaner space Major Geeks, MajorGeeks. And Major Geeks, once you get playing in there, they have tons of information, tons of good, clean files that you can always recommend. I recommend that if you want something from there, it's going to be clean, virus-free, malware-free. They've been around for, I'm guessing, 3-plus decades. It's a great, great place to get your software. But ADW Cleaner is actually produced by Malwarebytes. Great company. And when you start thinking about an antivirus or malware, please consider supporting that company. They have done so much for us worldwide. They deserve success.
To the text line at 81807, 81807 if you have a text for the program today. Does Windows 7 have a backdoor if you forgot your password?
Yeah, you know, this is kind of interesting with 7. When your computer is booting, start tapping that F8 key and pull up a screen that allows you to go into safe mode. Once you're in safe mode and you get to select who you want to run, who the user profile you want to use, select administrator. And it's probably never been set up on your computer, so it'll roll around a little bit and tell you it's configured in the desktop. Once you get to a desktop in safe mode, you can go under your control panel, go under your users, locate your user file, and change the password or take it out completely. Restart your computer, and you're good to go.
Easy enough. Doug, what about the Linux Mint? Would you consider that on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being risky and 10 being very safe, to use Linux Mint to do banking and PayPal and all that sort of stuff?
I'm just going to go right over the moon here, and I'm going to give it a 12.
Wow.
And I know we said 1 to 10. Any Linux environment, if it's set up properly, is without question your safest way to do financial transactions on the net.
Really?
Whether it be Linux Lite, Linux Mint, Ubuntu, and there is a plethora, just a plethora of different distributions that were programmed to go with specific hardware, give you specific desktops. Linux Mint, interestingly enough, will allow you to use 4 different desktops. But you need to make that determination before you install it. Cinnamon, I actually prefer the XFCE desktop because it's so clean and it's like, it looks almost like an older version of Windows. It's fast and it's easy to set up and it takes very little disk space and it's really robust. But yeah, Linux by far is much, much safer than any Windows environment. And I have to say this as well. Mac OS is extremely secure. Linux would be my first, Mac would be my second, and, well, you know who that leaves. And thank you so much for the text.
All right, in a Linux environment, do you need antivirus protection?
Not, most people, I'd say no. I don't put any antivirus or malware on any Linux that leaves my place. And people have been running it for years without an issue, without a problem. Now, the one thing that it can't prevent, if you're on a website and you start adding extensions to your browser, pop-up cleaners or pop-up blockers, different themes, different things like that, you got to kind of use a little caution as to where you're getting those. Now, if you're using Chrome or Chromium browsers and you're going to the Chrome store, those should generally be, and I'm going to say 99% safe and ready to go. But I really don't like adding a lot of things to my browsers because all it does is just slow things down, and it might seem like a convenience, but in the end, it's not. So I keep as much of that stuff out as possible. If you're running Firefox, Chrome, Chromium, the Brave browser, or Vivaldi, you should have really, really good experiences in Linux, Mac, and, of course, then Windows as well. Windows 10 is going to require some extra work from you, and that's just a given.
Tech Talk continues on this Saturday. Let's go to the phone lines. Bruce, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, what's up this fine Saturday?
I got a problem with Comcast and my internet service. My wife and I have 2 laptops. Admittedly, they're a little bit old.
Okay.
But our internet service has been, for the last couple of months, Doug, it fluctuates. Intermittent, it'll shut us down, and then it comes back. And periodically, we'll get a pop-up on our screen that says, little orange pop-up, it says server unreachable.
Or we
will get another pop-up that says error. An unknown error occurred, sometimes only one, sometimes they'll both pop up.
I actually had almost a similar experience with Comcast about 3 weeks ago. And I live in Inver Grove Heights. I called the Comcast office, said I need a new modem. I picked up my modem, drove over there. They gave me another one. I popped it in. I plugged it in. Problem solved. It's possible you need a new modem. At this point, it would be very, very difficult to say that without actually seeing your machines and checking your security on that router. Give me a call next week, and we'll connect up remotely before I start sending you over to Comcast Xfinity, and we'll take a quick peek and see what we can do. But the fact that you're both experiencing kind of brings it down to how it's coming into the house, and it could be the equipment, could be cables. Once we get that thing sorted out, it's actually, Steve, rare that I get complaints about Comcast or CenturyLink anymore. They're both really, really doing good work here.
Yeah, uptime is good. Quick update on the freeways. Highway 100 in St. Louis Park near Highway 7 South all the way to the Crosstown is closed in both directions at this hour, and it's been about an hour and a half or so. This started a little after noon. There is police activity. Looks to be centered on the area of Highway 150th in Edina, but once again, law enforcement has Highway 100 closed from near Highway 7 all the way down to the Crosstown in both directions, so be aware of that on this Saturday afternoon. Let's go to the phones again. Let's bring in Thomas. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Thomas, what's up?
I got a Inspirion laptop or notebook, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
It's getting a little old, about 5 years old, and the case fractured on it. I replaced the case, and after that I had a few problems. But the main problem I haven't been able to eliminate is when I shut this notebook down at night, I'm ready to go to bed and everything, and I close the cover on it, it starts back up.
Oh, that's in your settings. I think you got to get into the BIOS. And on a Dell, if I'm not mistaken, when you are first turn it on, start tapping your F2 key. It should take you in to your basic input output system chip. Be careful when you're in here. You are looking for a deal that says wake on LAN. You want to disable that. It sounds to me like something is turning on your computer using wake on LAN. And if you want to give me a call next week, I can't get into your BIOS when we're connected, but we could check some other things. I think that's the only thing that I can think of. It's either that or in the BIOS, something is set to turn this computer on at a specific time. Generally, that kind of behavior has to be taking place in the BIOS. And thank you for the call. Like I say, if you have trouble, give me a holler.
By the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email coming up at the end of the program. It is Tech Talk Saturdays between 1 and 2 o'clock. Sports schedules permitting. Pay attention to your Twins schedule. If the Twins play a matinee on a Saturday, we won't be on the air. But if the Twins play a late afternoon or evening game, we will bring you Tech Talk here on CCO. It is 1:48. Quick break. We'll have more in a moment. 9 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock. Let's go to the text line. How about changing Windows 10 to Linux? Would you do it if you have a newer machine? Does it make sense, or a combo platter?
Yeah, you know, here, when I get a computer in, if there's any way possible at all to convince this user to go with Linux, I do. It really, really depends on what software you have installed that you rely on. Many people have purchased or used software that is Windows compliant. Almost always we can find an alternative in the Linux environment, and that can suffice. But if people want a specific software, you'd have to leave Windows on it somewhere. As we move forward with our computer evolution, to do a dual boot is becoming more and more difficult. And Windows 10, they want to take control of that boot sector. A lot of new hardware will not easily allow a dual boot so you can have two separate operating systems. But the quick answer to that text is yes. If at all possible, if I can keep that customer happy, I encourage them to put on Linux. Now, with that said, if they're not sure, I always attempt to make certain I can take them back to their original operating system. First, scenarios, kind of like a doctor, do no harm. But yeah, I would absolutely promote Linux right out of the brand new computers I put them on. Run. And generally, I have to wipe out Windows to make a Linux system.
All right, here's a good one from the text line at 81807. And remember, that's good for all our programs here on CCO. I keep getting a pop-up asking me to renew my Norton antivirus. Number one, how do I get rid of that? And I don't want to renew it.
Yeah, that's interesting. There were versions of the Symantec product line that would insert themselves into your computer, and it is really difficult to get rid of. This is where a Revo uninstaller generally will get rid of everything, but some of the Norton products, you actually have to go to the Symantec website and download the uninstaller. And even after that, you've got to open up the services window in Windows and disable all those services. It can get a little bit hairy to get rid of it, but I highly suggest that you get rid of it. I think there's better products out there today. But here, my opinion. But that's, I feel your pain. You can take some serious time getting rid of this, some of the software. This brings up a point I had always wanted to bring up on the program, Steve. This is one area where I think our government has failed us. It wouldn't take too much to pass a law on software companies that say whatever you change on that computer, you must undo. You cannot leave remnants of anything on the computer when people are done doing business with you. I think that needs to take place in our federal laws and hopefully international very, very quickly. It would save people a ton of problems.
Yeah, and it's still in a lot of ways the Wild West.
Oh, you bet.
There's still a lot to sort out in that virtual world.
Oh, absolutely. And Windows works with a process called dynamic link libraries. And that makes it kind of difficult for a company to actually go in and change those dynamic link libraries that are owned completely by the, and when I say ownership, it's the user ownership, but the ownership on those files, they cannot be changed to take something out. And that's part of where this difficulty comes in. But it should be an absolute law that it can't run in the background. It can't bring up another process 2, 3, 4, 5 days or months in advance. Just can't be done. That's one of my pet peeves.
All right, Tug, we've got to run. Your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOtech.com. WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, Doug, we'll see you down the road. Of course, check your twin schedules. If the Twins are playing a Saturday day game, we won't be on the air. But if they play on a Saturday evening, Doug and Tech Talk will be back in studio. Good to see you again, Doug.